Oklahoma City bomber Timothy McVeigh was given a lethal injection this morning at the U.S. Penitentiary in Terre Haute, Indiana. He was pronounced dead at 7:14 Central Time. Warden Harley Lappin made the official announcement.
Inmate McVeigh was calm throughout the entire process. He cooperated entirely during the time he was restrained in the execution holding cell, to the time he walked into the execution room. He stepped up onto a small step and sat down on the table. He then positioned himself for us to apply the restraints. He cooperated throughout this entire process.
McVeigh issued a written statement, which was a 19th century poem, Invictus, by William Ernest Henley. It was read by Byron Pitts of CBS News.
Out of the night that covers me, black is the pit from pole to pole. I thank whatever gods may be for my unconscionable soul. In the fell clutch of circumstance, I have not winced nor cried aloud. Under the bludgeoning of chance, my head is bloodied, but unbowed.
In Oklahoma City, survivors and victims' families watched the execution on closed-circuit television. Among them was Kathleen Treanor, whose 4-year-old daughter died in the explosion.
It's a demarcation point. It's a period on the end of a sentence. This is a completion of justice, and that's what I'll remember about today.
Larry Witcher was another witness. His brother was a Secret Service agent who died in the explosion.
He actually lifted his head and looked directly in the camera, and it was as if he was looking directly at us. It was a totally expressionless, blank stare, but his eyes were unblinking, and he didn't need to make a statement. I truly believe that his eyes were telling me he had a look of defiance, and that if he could, he'd do it all over again.
NPR's Debbie Elliott is in Oklahoma City. Debbie, what are the witnesses telling you?
Well, as you heard from a couple of them, they were glad that they were able to watch McVeigh die. They feel like this is a turning point for them, that they can put this, they call it a chapter in the book behind them. They say it's not closure, but it's one place that they can sort of turn from here and go on with their lives. Kathleen Treanor, you heard, she is 38 years old and had lost her 4-year-old daughter, Ashley. She took a picture of her daughter in with her, and she said, "Today we saw justice." She says, "We waited over 6 years for this, but we gathered no joy over seeing another person die for no reason, even though he clearly deserved what she got." She also, along with a couple of others, expressed their condolences to Bill McVeigh, Timothy McVeigh's father. She said, "I know the pain he must be feeling, and I'm sorry for the events that his son put in motion that resulted in that pain." So they're clearly glad they were able to witness this, and now they're ready to move on.
Some people decided not to watch.
Right. Originally, 320 people had told the Federal Bureau of Prisons that they wanted to be able to watch on the widescreen TV here. But this morning, only about 232 showed up. So nearly 100 folks decided they weren't quite ready to watch, and they didn't. Now, a lot of people have been going down to the memorial downtown where at the bombing site. There's now a memorial there, and there's chairs there, 168 chairs on the lawn for each of the people killed. And a lot of the family members who didn't watch went to those chairs today during the execution. You could see them praying, crying, holding one another, leaving flowers and other mementos for their loved ones.
NPR's Debbie Elliott in Oklahoma City.